All right, let's work out the Pshat in the Gemara, and then we'll get to a little bit of a Yesod that we learn out from here. First, let's go on with the Pshat. The Gemara is saying that our Mishnah is not like Simchas, because Simchas holds Momen Amut B'Safik Chalkin B'Lai Shvua. That's Simchas Hashita, the Chalkin B'Lai Shvua. Our Mishnah holds Chalkin Bishua. So our Mishnah is not Sumchis. And the Gemara rejected the Teretz of Shema Vishema because Lamaisa is our Meir, Rav Barahuna, who says, I feel a bari of bari. So the Kasha comes back that our Mishnah is not like Sumchis. So the Gemara doesn't want to say it's not like Sumchis. So the Gemara answers, Ki Omar Sumchis. Hecha di Ika Dror de Mamaina. Now, just to set up what's going on here, the Gemara first says that when there is a drara de mamayna, you do not swear. Hecha deleka drara de mamayna, when there's no drara de mamayna, then you do swear. In other words, drara de mamayna is a reason not to swear. That's how the Gemara starts off. Then the Gemara says just the opposite. V'lav ka v'chaymehu. What's the Gemara doing? It's flipping it around. Say, till now you told me that when there is drawer de mamayna, that's a reason not to swear. Right? The Gemara is punfak heret. When there's ikah drawer de mamayna, it's more of a reason to swear. So we're going to work out the taicha of the words drawer de mamayna, which is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But just pshat in the Gemara has opposite svaras. The Gemara first has a svara that drawer de mamayna is a reason to not swear. The Gemara says, v'la kavachayno, it's mamish fakir. It's a reason you should swear. So as we work out Rashi and Tosfos, we'll have to see, it's a challenging thing. You have to know like Rashi, what's the svara one way, and what's the svara the opposite. And like Tosfos, what's the svara one way, what's the svara the opposite. It has to go... To fit Pshat in the Gemara, you have to fit in both steps. The Havamina and the Mitzvana, okay? And nothing's going to go unless you cap that that's the whole Avodah here in Pshat, is to understand that the words Drara de Mamayna start off being a reason not to swear and end off being a reason to swear. So let's see Rashi and let's see Tosfos. First of all, Rashi. Rashi says, what's taich drawer de mamayna? It's taich chesaron mamon. Now, before I get into pshat, I mentioned last week that Nachla David says it's shver. Because all over Shas, drawer de mamayna means something else. Now, we're going to leave that kasha aside, because, like the Maram Shif says, the taka means something else all over Shas. And Rashi says here it means something different. It doesn't bother Rashi. That's Rashi's Mahalach. You say Pshat the way it fits, and you don't worry about all over Shas. So that kasha we're not going to get into today. So now let's just work on Pshat with Rashi. Rashi says that over here is different than the case of Sumchis. In Sumchis's case, a baby calf died. Someone's going to lose money. So in Sumchis's case, there's a loss of money. In our case, there's no loss of money. Let's say in the case of Mekach or Memkar, no one's going to lose money. One person's going to get the talis. One person's going to get the cash. No one's going to lose money. So that's the difference between Sumchis, where there's a loss of money, and here there's no loss of money. So what's the Gemara in the Havamina saying? Now, what's the svara? Where should you swear more? Where there is a loss or there's no loss? It's more svara to swear. That's what I'm asking. It's more svara to swear where there is a loss or there's no loss. I would think that where there's a loss of money is more of a reason to bezim yechayev ashur. Which means, according to Rashi, when the ikah drawer the mamayna, it's a reason to swear. Svara, pashta svara, it's a reason to swear. You can draw a minor, it's a reason to swear. So according to Rashi, the Gemara's maskana is very good. In the maskana, the Gemara says that this draw a minor, it's a reason to swear. Draw a minor, it's a reason to swear. According to Rashi, the maskana is good. The havamina is sure. What's the havamina? That the Gemara in the havamina said that if there is a drawer of the mina, you should not swear. The havamina is a problem. Now, in a few minutes, we'll see. Like Tysus is the reverse. Like Tysus, the havamina is good, and the maskana is sure. Want to see pshat like Tysus. But like Rashi, what shver is the havamina. Why did the Gemara think if you're losing money, it's more of a reason to not swear? The sar mamin is a more reason not to swear. So that nekuda is a problem like Rashi. So the Nachas David said that Rashi Shita has three kashas. There are three difficulties with Rashi. One is the one I said we're not going to deal with today. The kasha that drawer of mina all over Shas means something else. So that's one kasha. The other kasha is, what's the havamina? What's the havamina? Where there is a chesar in mamin, it's a reason not to swear. When there's no chesar in mamin, it's a reason to swear. What's the swear? And the last kasha of the Nachlat David is that by Bekach Umemkar there's taka no loss of money. By Bekach Umemkar taka there's no loss of money because if you don't get the talis, you get your cash back. But Mitzia, in the case of Mitzia, someone's going to lose money. Someone picks up the talis first. It's his talis. Now, if you give it to the other person, you do Yachlaiku, he's going to lose money. So Frekta Nachlas David in Mitzia, it is chesar in mamon. Whoever picked it up is going to have a loss of money. Whoever picked it up first, he would do yachlaiku, he's going to have a loss of money. So how could you say it's not a loss of money? These are the Nachlas David's kashas on Rashi. He does not answer. He says that this is what the problem is with Rashi sheet, and then he goes to Taisa sheet. Now the way I would learn is that these two kashas really answer each other. In other words, I would learn the following. A mitzia, if you find a mitzia and someone takes it from you, did you lose money? Did you lose money? Technically you did. Because once you picked it up, it's yours. And once someone takes it from you, now he's stealing from you. But in people's eyes, we said a svara, that in people's eyes, he's not really stealing from you. Like, you're not really losing. Like, you didn't own it before, you just found it. And la mi bichoser, what am I taking from you? I'm taking something that you just found. So the Gemara held in the Havamina that when there's no chesar in mamin, no chesar in mamin meaning, to people it looks like you're not stealing. I'm not really stealing from him, he just found it on the floor, so we'll get half. What's so bad? Right, someone wins a lottery, $1 million. So he gives me half, what's the big deal? He had nothing in the morning, so he gets half a million instead of a million. So, the same thing, a person found the talis. So what's the big deal? Give me half of it, I'm not stealing. Now, the Nachlas David is right, you are stealing, because once he won it, or once he picked it up, it's his. But the Gemara says such a svara before, that people are my rival, I'm a chavroi, love me dichaser. People look at it that's the way people look at it. The Gemara on the top of the Amid said, "Having a mitzvah who the Rama Rabban Shmuelai, the Meiri Vama Chabroi La Midichas." People talk that way. Keilu, the other person's not losing. So Gemara in the Havamina Le Rashi, you touch this one. When does Sumchis say no Shvua with his Chesar and Mami? So the guy's a Ganiv. So what are you going to gain by throwing a shvua on him? In our Mishnah, where the person is just being Meira Heter, he's saying, Chaveri, la mi dichaser, just being Meira Heter, here we should throw a shvua on him. Because it's more likely he'll be Pirish, because he's not such a big Rasha. He's not such a big Rasha. So he'll be Pirish from the shvua. Why is he doing it? He feels, Chaveri, la mi dichaser, it's just a mitzia, he's not losing much. So, in comparing the two cases, in the comparison, the Gemara is saying, no, guess what? Where there's no chesar in mamin, it's more the svara to be mechayiv and meshua. because he'll be perished from the shvur. He's only being by the hefker. He'll be perished from the shvur. Now, you're going to jump and ask me what chashir hashvur says. That's what you're going to ask me. Chashir amamin or chashir hashvur says. Yes. So, Gemara's Maskana is for a reason that's particular to our case. In the Havanita, Gemara also knew it's a Tachanas Chachamim. Just the assumption was that there's some Klolius Dik of Tachanas Chachamim which would encompass all cases. So we're saying now, no, it's a particular Tachanas Chachamim over here because of Mayri Ba'amar, because Lavi Dichasim. Either way, it's a Tachanas Rabbanon. The Gemara in the Makshin held that there's some Klal and all cases have to fit. So to answer it, you have to say Amish is different. So the Gemara is saying Amish is different, there's no Chassar in Mamon. In Rashi, it fits in very well to learn that way. This is a possible pshat in Svara in the Havamina. So the Gemara in the Havamina, like Rashi held, that where there's no Chassar in Mamon is more of a reason to swear. Why? Because being my Reheta, Shvua is going to help him. More than Maskana is saying that no, when you lose money, lav kavachaymu adarabu. When someone's losing money, you have to do it more. Now, it's a possible pshat. Like I said, Nachas David doesn't say pshat. I'm suggesting a possible pshat. If somebody has a different pshat, it'll also be good. But this is all Rashi. This is the problems of Rashi. Finish. Go to Tosfos. In the Teretz or in the Havamina? In the Lav Kavachaymahu, yeah. In the Lav Kavachaymahu, for sure. I'm only saying Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. Once the Gemara says Lav Kavachaymahu, the Gemara is rejecting this.
No, I'm saying that the Nachman's starting to ask the question, doesn't
it?
The
Seren
Mamun doesn't mean that somebody is losing money. We give all the money to the other person.
You do
Yachalku. Yes, it doesn't mean that it's.
The Gemara, I don't think in the Havamina the Gemara attached Chassar Mamun the way you're saying it. See, the way Rashi attaches Chassar Mamun, it means even the one, somebody's losing, even if everything, the Pesach Bezdin is good, still someone's losing. There's a Vlad Parah being lost. Alright, go to Tosfos. Tosfos teaches Dror the Mamaina, what's Taich? Like everybody else, all over Shas, Dror the Mamaina means Bli Tanaseyem Yesachet Lebez. Now, sometimes people get confused by the expression Bli Tanaseyem Yesachet Lebez, then what does it mean? Without the Tainis, there's a Safik. Well, if I see two people with a talis and they're screaming at each other, and one's screaming that he picked it up first, the other screaming he picked it up first, even if I don't hear them screaming, they're just pulling. Why is that called B'li Tanna Seyem Ein Safek? I see them fighting over it. What's the answer? What does it mean B'li Tanna Seyem Yesh Safek Lebez? You know what it means? What's Taich? B'li Tanna Seyem Yesh Safek Lebez? How do you figure out if it is or it's not? Well, I understand B'li Tanna Seyem Yesh Safek Lebez means God made the Safek. Not people. People didn't make the Safek. The Rabbeinu Shalala made the Safek. Rabbeinu Shalala made, you know, this Hashgacha, for whatever Hashgacha practice there was that caused it to happen. You know, his Shar was running after his Parah, and they went behind the building, and no one saw. The Shar killed the Parah, and it's over, but see that. So Rabbeinu Shalala made the Safek. They didn't make the Safek by getting into fights with each other. It's the Metzius. The Metzius is there's a Safek. By Steinbeis and Batalis, what happened? There's a talis leg in the street. Two people run over and pick it up. Could be one person picked it up first, could be the other one, could be they picked it up together. But Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create any Safek. Even when they both pick it up, probably in many cases, there won't be any sunny fights. They both pick it up, either they agree to split it, or somebody says, I was first, and the other one's masking. Be'etzem, it's not Hashem that made the Safek. The people that made the Safek. the people started arguing. He says, I picked it up first. He said, I picked it up first. He said, Kulishli, he said, Kulishli. People created the sun. That's, I think, a synonym for B'li Tanaseyim, Yesh Safik L'Bezdin, means Hashem created the Safik, or if you want to say Hashem, say the Mitzvah created the Safik. B'li Tanaseyim, Ein Safik L'Bezdin, means Hashem didn't make it, the people made it. They're Bechira, and they themselves chose to make a Safik. That's B'li Tanaseyim, Ein Safik L'Bezdin. That each was tiny bari. Because even without the tiny bari, the Mitzvah itself is a Safik. The fact that such a thing happened creates the suffix. It's not that timeless. Let's say each of them would be a Shema, we'd have the same suffix. It's not that Taina that creates it, it's we see the story. The difference is one is a story and one's not a story. One's two people fighting over money. We see people fighting over money all the time. And one is a story that was peculiar and caused the suffering. That's the difference. Now, like Tosfos, the Havamina is very solid. The Havamina is, when there's Dror de Mamina, don't swear. And when there's no Dror de Mamina, do swear. Why? Pashut, if I ask you, where should I be Mechayiv if these people are Shvuah? When they made the Safik, or when the Mitzias made the Safik? Everyone will jump and tell me, as in Pashtus Svara, there are no two ways to look at it. Right? If B'li Tanaseyim, there's a Safik anyway, why should they swear? They didn't create the Safik. It's a Bezdin, the Sanat Sadi, that it's a case of Safik, so to speak. And it's a very good reason that each one has his title. So the Havamina is very, very solid, according to Tosfos. Like Rashi, the Shver. According to Tosfos, the Havamina is very solid. That, what does the Gemara say? Kiyama Sumchis. When does Sumchis say no Shvua? Hecha di'ika dora de mamayna. If it's a vaday sa, it's a Safik min ha-shamayim. Valecha de'leka dora de mamayna. But in a case where they're creating it, lie, then they swear. If you're creating the Safik with your fighting, so you want to fight, so swear. Prove to me you're right. Show me you're right. The Havamina is very solid. Zakhtin Nachlas David, according to Tosfos, there are also three things that are Shver. What Shver is, first of all, the language of the Gemara and the bottom line. Mahasam di'ika durara de mamayna limar. Di'ika durara de mamayna limar. The word limar doesn't make it, like Rashi, makes sense. There's sarin mamin to him, there's sarin mamin to him. But if you say Ika Durara de Mamayna, it's a suffix by itself. What limar? What does it mean limar? The word limar doesn't make sense. The Tosfos has to take it out. The Tosfos has to change the girsa and take out limar in order for it to make sense. So that's one shurikat by Tosfos. What? Above Basra. He calls that a second question. He says it's the same question. He says the Lashon above Basra is also shver. Nachinami, he calls it, he numbers it. Kasha number one, is it shver, the word lamar here? Kasha number two, the lashon over there, which is even a little more shver in the lashon agamara. Same kasha, change your guess in two places, more worse than in one. And the third thing he says is that the svara is very good in the havamina, but how could you learn the maskana? Falav kal v'chaylehu. The word says punfa keret lav kavachaynu madach, when there's no drawer de mamayna. You swear when there's a drawer de mamayna, you certainly should swear. And that actually makes sense. When there's a sarah mamayna, you should certainly swear. According to Tosfos, the reverse svara doesn't make sense. That when B'li Tanaseyim, you're something lebezin, you should certainly swear. The words don't make sense. So these are the three kashas according to Tosfos chat. And to answer the first two kashas, Tosfos changes the girsa. The third kasha, so a number of mafarshim say, including I believe the Maram, that you have to teach the Gemara like this follows. I'll read the Gemara to you. I'll show you how Tosis teaches it. It's all complicated, but listen. Gemara says, Ma hasam, di ika drar de mayna lamar. Ika drar de mayna lamar. That's one difference. Drar de mayna, not drar de mayna. And, di ika lamay makul lamar, ika lamay makul lamar. And a second difference. It could be kul lamar, could be kul lamar. So the way you learn to read the Gemara, there are two differences between our case and Simplis' case. Tosis is going to say, Shad, no. You have to read the Gemara like this. Drara de Mamayna is a reason not to swear. So it goes like this. Mahasa. The Ika Drara de Mamayna, you have to read it as if it said, Afal Gav the Ika Drara de Mamayna. It goes like this. Mahasa. Afal Gav the Ika Drara de Mamayna Lamar. Ika Drara de Mamayna Lamar. Over there. Despite the fact that Belit had to say in his Suffolk Lebez, still, since Ika Lamei Makul Lamar, Ika Lamei Makul Lamar, Amar Simchas Mar Nolta Saifachotam Balai Shvua, still, since it could be Kul Lamar, Kul Lamar, so Simchas says, Chayokin, you don't swear, Hacha, Deleka Dara De Mamayna, here, again, Afal Gav, Deleka Dara De Mamayna, despite the fact that there's no Dara De Mamayna, still, as we reversing Taich in the Gemara, Mamish reversing Taich in the Gemara Leitaisis, because Leitaisis, the Taich is 180 degrees opposite. Pashup Shat in the Gemara is Ika Dorar the Ramayna Lamar. The Gemara saying in the Teretz is a reason to swear. We're saying, no, Afal Gav the Ika Dorar Ramayna, despite the fact that there's a reason not to swear, still, Ika Lamei Makul Lamar, Ika Lamei Makul Lamar. Now, again, I told you when we started the Sugya, sharp things, you have to sit down and harav over it, and see the way that it fits in, because it's hard to just to repeat it. It's something that you have to, has to be, I'm Ibn Ashartacha. If you look in the Maram, I believe the Maram in the back learns sharp that way. And it's the only way really to the first, I think the first Maram of the Amud Beis. Yeah, Makshim HaTalmidim it starts. And he learns Pshat into the Gemara, and you'll have to work it out and you'll see that it fits in. Grada, this is a really a perfect example of what I mentioned on Friday. Taisnes is Matchik, he changes the Girsa, he's Matchik the words of the Gemara. Everything, so Drar de Mamayna should mean the same thing as all over Shas. That place is Mahalis. And to make it fit into Shas, it'll be Matchik, Girsas, everything. It just has to fit. Rashi doesn't want to be Matchik the Girsa, he keeps the Girsa, he keeps the words. And he says a different Taich in Drar de Mamayna, which is Rashi's general Mahalis. Now, Kapodin, this is the Gemara's Lav Kavachaymahu. So please make sure you work it into the Gemara. You have to work it out with your chavrusa, but work out the pshat. The Gemara says no. Afilo teva sumchis a new parent. Shvu zudra. Bana nikid Rav Yechanan and Amir Rav Yechanan. Shvu zuta karet chamish leikalecha vahelach teike v'talis reshchaveirei v'am reshavu. Period. End of silky. Gemara says, Pshat in the Mishnah, the way I spoke out when we learned the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Yechanan didn't say it just for Sumchis, Rabbi Yechanan said it independently, that the reason for the Shvu in our Mishnah is a totally new reason. There's nothing to do with Sumchis' case, and Sumchis' case is not Shayach. And Meila, the whole Kasha, Lemad, like the Sumchis is finished, end of Sumchis. So again, just like Masnissim like a Benanis, Masnissim like a Sumchis, Poshit, no big Yisaidistik Chidushim in the Sugya, it's all Pshat, it's all working out of Pshat. However, there's one Inyan, which is Shas Inyan, which Rav Shmuel talks about here in our Sugya, because of Taisis Hasam, the Amasla Hasam. I'd like to first introduce you to the Sugya and then see how he brings from Taisvis and from Sumchis. Okay, we're going back to Klong. Okay, we worked out Sumchis and Propiastic. Go back to the rules. Okay, we started Bava Metzia We know, we start about Metzia by knowing that there's a concept of Marei Kama and there's a concept of Murzik. Marei Kama is someone who owns something originally. Murzik is someone who's holding something now. We started the year by saying a rule which is never going to change. If you have two people, one's a Marei Kama and one's a Murzik, who wins? The Murzik wins. That's the rule of Shas, HaMaitzi Mechaveir Olav Araya. If I'm holding it, I win. Even though you're Marei Kama, you could prove you bought it. You have a receipt from the store that you purchased it yesterday. I'm holding it today. I have to say a taina. I say, you gave it to me, you sold it to me, whatever I say. Murzik beats Marei Kama. That's a klal gadol, except by Goydris, we said there were exceptions, but that's a klal. How does Murzik work? Murzik works, the Torah's HaMaitzi Mechaveir Olav Araya. Yeah. When there's no Murzik, let's say there's no Murzik, and two people come to Bez. Let's say there's a Hu Arba, there's a boat out in the harbor. No one's Murzik, people are in Bez. Let's say they're fighting over a talus. No one's a Murzik, they left it outside. They find a Chamor. So they're walking to Bez with the donkey. So they're both holding the donkey, they tie it up outside of Bez, and they come into Bez to argue. Right now, no one's a Murzik. Two people are fighting. If one could show he's a Marei Kama, Marei Kama wins. It's true, Murzik is stronger than Marei Kama. But still, there's such a concept as Marei Kama. If you and I are fighting over something, and I can show I bought it yesterday, I win. Unless you're a Murzik. So if you and I are fighting over a boat, the boat is parked out in the harbor, and we're both arguing, I say it's my boat, you say it's your boat. If you could show that you're a Marei Kama, that you bought it once and you owned it, you're going to win, unless I have something. That's the klal of Marei Kama, which is not the strongest thing in the world. Murzik is stronger. But after Murzik, it's the next best thing is to be a Marei Kama. In the back of the Ketzais, there's a Kuntres Hasekis. Kuntres Hasekis is a Kuntres that was written by the Ketzais' brother. The Ketzais' brother wrote this Kuntres. It has a lot to do with Davar, with the Sugi of Tokvei Kayim. He writes in the introduction that there's one sheet that the Ketzais always has that he disagrees with. And since he disagrees with him, he had to write a whole Kuntres to show he's right. And immediately he gets sidetracked into a bunch of other inyanim. The main theme of the Kuntres Hasekis has to do with Davov. But for today, we're dealing with one piece of the Kuntres Hasekis, which is in Simen Aleph, first section, Bais Hei. Bais Hei and then further. The Kuntres Hasekis has a shaila. Why does Marei Kama carry any weight? What's the story? Why is it that Marei Kama carries any weight? There's a boat. It's out in the harbor. It's tied up in no man's land and in public property. And we're in Bezdin. I say it's mine, you say it's yours. So normally, Bezdin says, Kol Olav Gavar. I go and I show that I bought it a year ago. Or a month ago. So what? I bought it a month ago. You're masking I bought it a month ago. You just say that you bought it for me. Or that I gave it to you as a gift. What's the reason Marei Kama wins? How do you understand? Why does Marei Kama win? Explain. Chazaka that. What? Why should I say he still owns it? Maybe he didn't.
The last known owner
is because received, so he believed. So it's a chazaka, and nothing changed. That's not what you were saying. Are you saying chazaka tasan shalayhu, which I think is what you were saying also. You're saying that the two tzadim of the Kuntres Hasekis. The Kuntres Hasekis, and I'll explain, it has two ways to understand Cheskes Marei Kama. His first way is a concept of Cheskes Haguf. What is Cheskes Haguf? Cheskes Haguf, he had it in Ksugis, nothing to do with money. You have a woman, and the man gets married to her, and he finds she's not a basuna. So we don't know, was she Mizana before the Erisin or after the Erisin? So Tosfos mentioned the concept of Cheskes Hagof. What is Cheskes Hagof? It means she was born a basuna. At some time it changed. Cheskes Hagof says, or sometimes called Chazaka de Meikara, says that however it was originally, we assume it stayed the same way until as late as possible. We're not sure when it changed, we say it changed as late as possible. That's a Chazaka de Meikara. So Cheskes Hagof would say she was Mizana later. She stayed a Basula as long as possible. Or another example. Let's say you shecht the cow. And you open up the cow, and you find the cow has a hole in the lung. It's treif. What about the milk that you milked yesterday? Milk of a treif for cow is also treif. However, this cow was born whole. It lived more than a year. Originally, it was born without a hole in the lung. We don't know when it got a hole in the lung. So, there are many Rishayim who hold. Now, why is the milk kosher from yesterday? Because Cheskes Hagof. It was born not a treifa. That we know. It was born not a treifa. So, it got a hole in the lung. When did it get a hole in the lung? We don't know. It could have happened a minute before Shechita. It could have happened up to a year before Shechita. Cheskes Hagof says, however it was originally, we assume it didn't change until we have to say it changed. So, therefore, I assume it changed at the last possible moment, which is after I milked the cow, and therefore the milk is kosher, Cheskes Hagof. Cheskes Hagof says that the way things were originally, we call it Mishtelta Chazaka, you put it on its Chazaka, and you assume it stayed the same. What's the Makar? Anybody remember? What's the Makar for Cheskes Hagof? Huh? Sorry, Mikvah is the Makar Mishnayis. What's the Makar in the Torah? Cheskes Hagof is Gzeres HaKasuv. When we learn Ksubis, I challenge people to say Asvara, and people are saying Asvara, that however it was, Mustamit stayed the same. I was telling you, however it is now, Mustamit was the same 11 months ago. Why should I say the way it was originally, it stayed the same? Say however it is now, it was the same? Nobody was able to come up with Asvara, and there is no Asvara. It's Gzeres HaKasuv. We learn out of the Parsha of Negoyim, by Tzaraas. By Tzaraas, we assume a nega stayed the same until we see a change. If you have a nega in a house, the clan locks the house. Until the moment he finds a change, we assume the nega stayed the same. And we learn from there that there's a concept of Cheskes Hagof. It's a Gemara in Chulin, I think, Daf Yud Aleph. Where the Gemara says, Chazaka Be'Per, we didn't know it. The Gemara learns it, first of all, it's learned from other places, and ends up, it learns it from the Gaon. Gzeres HaKasuv, known as Chazaka de Meikara, sometimes it's called Cheskes Hagof, sometimes Chazaka de Meikara. It means that whatever it was, it didn't change, it stayed the same. That's the din of Chazaka de Meikara. Now what does that mean? That means whenever you don't know what to do, you assume it stayed the same. If you know, you know. When you don't know what to do, Torah says, assume it stayed the same. That's Cheskes Hagof. Zog the Kutchus HaSfagus. You could learn Mare Kama is a type of Cheskes Hagof. What is Mare Kama? Mare Kama says, look, I bought this boat a year ago. But we know for sure this boat was owned by this person a year ago. Today it may not be owned by him. Yeah, Cheskes Hagof says, however it was originally, until you show something different, we assume it stayed the same. We assume wherever it was originally, that's where it stayed. That's Cheskes Marikama. So two people argued in Beis Din. One was a Marikama, one was not. You say he owned it a year ago. He says, so what does that prove? I might have owned it a year ago. I bought it from him. He tells you have to prove it. The Marikama has an assumption that he's right because we assume things didn't change. That's the Zogin Meikar. That's the first way to learn. That's right. The second side is that that's only by Yisurim. By Yisurim, we have a gezeres hakasav of chazaka de meikar, cheskes haguf. That's by yisurim. So maybe memayna meisura leyafina. Maybe mamon is different. Who says? Now, Brad, I don't agree with you. Why would I say mamon is different unless I have a reason to say it? But Lamai says oshtein. It says this like you're saying. So I'm not going to. At this moment, I'm not going to confuse the issue. We'll assume that Kibbutz is Surah Le'afina. This is a second way to learn. Second way to learn is that it's a type of Hamaytzi Mechaveri Olav Arayim. That, what is Hamaytzi Mechaveri Olav Arayim? If I'm holding it, you can't take it away from me without proof. If I buy something, it's mine. It's mine. It's mine whether it's parked in my backyard or it's parked in the bay. Wherever it is, it's mine. More kama is also a type of muzik. If someone's holding something, you can't take it away from him without a right. If someone was a more kama, so he's not as strong as someone who's holding it. Someone's holding it is stronger. You're being mighty be a dying. But if someone's a more kama, it's also a type of mighty mechaveri. Because in dine mamon is, you need a riot to take away from someone. And he's holding on to it, so you don't take it away without some riot. No, because I don't want to be mishubit to the conditions of Esav and Maitzvah Nevada. What I'm saying is that Maitzvah Nevada is a svar. The svar is man dekoyev lo yozel levei dina. That means if somebody, the Gemara says that who goes to the doctor, the person with the problem. So here, you have a boat. Who has the problem? The person who can't show anything. He's the one with the problem. The other person can show he owns it. This person, he has to show that he has shaykhus to it. One person has shaykhus to it, the other one doesn't. Excuse me? May or may not be. If you're nicha with it, it's fine. If you're not nicha with it, then I'll tell you it's not. Because Eitzam HaTzivivade is much broader than what I'm saying now. Eitzam HaTzivivade goes to cases where it's nothing to do with Marikam. It's zero to do with Marikam. What I'm telling you is, even if you don't hold that, you say Eitzam HaTzivivade, you'll still hold a Marikam. So I don't want to be tied down to the rule of Eitzam HaTzivivade. This is a second way to learn. The second way, again, is that it's a din mamon. All of a raya has nothing to do with festus haguf. These are two understandings of marikama, of the chazaka of marikama, and he brings chalukin dayis. He brings the Pnei Yeshua later in the Masechta. I believe it's on Daf Vav. He says klar the first way. It's festus haguf. And he says that there's a raivit in the Shita Mekubetzes there that learns that way. And he himself, the author of the Kufshus HaSfeikis, is more noited to the second way. Rav Shimon the Shariyosha holds the second way. Rav Moshe holds the first way. They're basically chalukei deis on both sides. Each side could claim certain rishayim. Let me tell you a nafkamina. The nafkamina will help you understand. And that's the Pnei Yeshua's raya. Pnei Yeshua brings a raya. There's a shayla in the Gemara. Hamekadesh behemoseph. Somebody says all my behemoths should be hekdesh. All my behemoths, I'm magdish all behemoths I own wherever they may be. Now you all know there's a behema and there's a chaya. Two different things. Behema is a domesticated animal. And a chaya is a wild animal. Even if someone owns it, if someone owns a deer, it's still a chaya. A behema is a chaya. There's one animal which the Gemara calls Safik behema, Safik chaya, a kui. A kui is an animal which the Gemara says is Safik behema, Safik chaya. Ramah says it's a buffalo. A buffalo is a Safik Chaya, Safik Behema. Others hold it's a different animal, whichever it may be. A koi is a Safik Chaya, Safik Behema. The Gemara says, if you're Magdish your behemoth, somebody makes an announcement, I want to be Magdish anything I own that's a behemoth. then the Gemara says, what's the din of the Kli? Is the Kli Hegdish or it's not Hegdish? So the Gemara says, like Kidesh, it's not the Heg, there's no Hegdish, it's not Chal on the Kli, on this animal. Zavta Pnei Yeshua, why not? Because we shtel Cheskes Marikama. The question is, does this Kli belong to the Hedya, to the person, or does it belong to Hegdish? So we put it on Cheskes Marikama, the Marikama is the Hedya, and we give the Hedya this behavior. Frekta Pnei Yeshua. That's very good, indeed, Imanimus. The Gobas and Marikama. What about Dina Yisr? If this behemoth is Hegdish, it's also to cut its wool. It's also to work with it. What about Dina Yisr the Heter? By Yisr the Heter, you say also Marikama and Yisr the Heter? Marikama, Poshet means, you leave it where it is, because you don't know what to do. But Lagami Yisr, a Kui, is a 50-50 Suffix. Suffix Dayim, a Suffix Dayim. It should have Yisurim on it. Let's finish. Zakta Pnei Yeshua Elamai. The din of Marekama is a din of Cheskes Haguf. Of Cheskes Haguf. That there's a kasa by Negoim that wherever it was, we assume it stays. And the rules of Cheskes Haguf apply not only to Mamanis, but to Dina Yisr Veheter also. And the Mela, Marekama Kapaskin, Dina Yisr Veheter. As I state in Pnei Yeshua, why does the din of Marekama paskin more than dinei mamonis? The paskins, you're allowed to work with this animal. You know why? Because the source of Marekama is the yenna source of chulin daf yud aleph. They'll learn out of the garden. And from there we learn out that you shtel on the original chazak of the Be'ekara, the Cheskes Haguf, that he was the owner, and that kapaskin dinei yisr. That is a kapaskin dinei yisr. That's why it remains as the master. That's the Pnei Yeshua. It's a shtaka raya, chayra, a strong raya, and that's the raya to the first tzad that that it's a type of chazaka in the Meikar. The raya to the second tzad is from the sugya of Tachvei Kayim. Safik Bechar. When you have an animal that's a Safik Bechar, you're not sure it was born first. An animal gives birth to twins, gives birth to a male and a female. This is the deer. An animal gives birth to two calves. One calf is male and one is female. You don't know which one was born first. You have a pregnant cow, and you wake up in the morning, you go into the barn, you gave birth to twins. The twins are both out already, and you don't know which one was born first. So then is Safik Bechar Osir Begiza Vavayda. The Safik Bechar you're not allowed to work with. That's the opposite of the Kli case, right? Here you have a Safik, it's Osir Begiza Vavayda.
That's the Marikama.
What?
What's the Marikama?
Again, the Marikama is the owner who has a right to assume that the animals are his. And they don't belong to every Bechar belongs to Hegdish. Bechar is a carbon.
On
this male animal that was born, the male calf, whose is it? Is it the owner's or is it Hegdish?
The Mar comes on the parents.
What do you mean?
On the cow, it's on
the. Not the cow, not on the calf.
Right, so you don't know what that is.
I'll come to what you're saying in a minute to tackle what this is called.
It is.
What?
How is it possible the calf itself is not it is?
Well, the calf, when it was in the mother's womb, was his. Okay, alright. Let me first bring the raya. You're right, that's how they deal with it. But the pasha to raya is that Safed Bechar also the Giza Vavayda. I would give it to the Marikama. Safed Bechar you can hold on to. So if you give it to the Marikama plus the Cheskes Haguf, it should pass the ice that it's Mutter Begiza Vavayda. Must be, why do we give the Bechar to the original owner? Only because of Habayti Bechaveh Olav Araya, which works for Maminis. Am I to have Araya? It doesn't have to give the Bechar away.
but he can't use the Bukhari. So it's a disease of Avayim. So after he's stuck with the Bukhari, he can't do anything with it. He's stuck with it. If they hold on to it, they'll get some more. They'll get some more. He'll be able to shack them. But Tzasa Bikizam Avayim, until it gets the more. That's exactly the reverse of the Tzay Yeshua. Tzay Yeshua said that when you say Mari Karma, it becomes Mutter Bikizam Avayim. In case of point. You see, Zakar. So you have one Raya to the first way, to Yeshua's Raya. And from something before, you have a Raya to the second way. Now there are two lists.
Should we follow the test of the other box?
The question is, should it be totally a test of Abraham and Abbas, which we normally say by human beings, not by animals?
Well,
say same thing. Say by here. But we had a sugya in Sudis of test of Abraham and Abbas. The mother's not a mamzer and she has a child. Should I say, well, the mother's not a mamzer, so the child's not a mamzer, you don't know who the child is. Test of Abraham and Abbas. B'chayla should be related to it. Because if the mother, when the mother was chulin, the child should be chulin. The answer is here it's different by B'chayla. And this is sort of what you started to say, Shamshi. And it's the way they answer the Raya. The way they answer is that a B'char becomes a B'char when it comes out of the mother's womb. It's taka true. But the din that this is aimed to be a Bechar was true even when it was in the mother's womb. It's not a new suffix that was born now in Shabbos HaKasas Marikama. This Bechar, from its first minute of existence, even though it wasn't the mother's womb, it wasn't like a regular Marikama. A regular Marikama, I own something, and it's mine. If nothing changes, it'll be mine for a million years till Mashiach will come. It's supposed to be shorter than a million years, but it's going to be mine forever and ever and ever. Nothing. That's a chesed mari. So they kind of, you can't prove it from Bechar. Because Bechar, from the first second, even before it was born, even in the mother's womb, it was already oimid. It was in a womb of a cow that never gave birth. It was already oimid for the son. So maybe over there, that's why the Cheskes HaGuf doesn't pass in ice. Because from the first second of its existence, it was only to have this Shiloh. So maybe over there it's different. It wouldn't be, if it died before, it wouldn't be a Bechar. But it was... I understand. But if you say the Cheskes Marikama is a Cheskes HaGuf, it's only because we assume, like by Nidayim, that nothing changed. So Dai Lecha in the case that the Torah is Megala. The Torah is Megala doesn't a case. There's no reason to say that it changed. But something was aimed to be in a suffix right away when it was B'nai Imai. So there it's different than a regular Cheskes HaGuf. And that's why that's an exception. This is the Teretz that the Kuntzus HaSfekis brings, even though he himself holds a second way, but this is the Teretz that he brings to this Raya. So Yeshua's Raya, from the Kui is Chof Vav Yud. Many of you learn Gemara, you mispronounce the Kdi. Same thing, okay? Correct pronunciation is Kui. How do I know correct pronunciation is Kui? So I went to the Shlita Barapam and he read Kui from the Chof Ches where it mentions the Sabbath of the Chai. That's a Kui. Truth is, I think all words in Hebrew that end Vav Yud, like Goy, most of the Ruba, maybe all of them are that way. Anyway, Yeshua brought a raya. What was his raya? From Kui, that a Kui is not hegdish. Why isn't it asked in Giza Vavayda? Yeshua's raya was from there. So the Kuntzus HaSfekis answers that raya. He says there it's for a different reason. You have here a man who's magdish all his banks, the amount of time. He owns a Kui. So the Kuntzus HaSfekis is there, we have to shot up his das. We're not trying to figure out in Shemayim is it a behem or not. We're trying to figure out the das of a person. The undana is that no person is magdish something, the pair, which he'll never know if it's hegdish or not. A person that is not mighty something to hegdish, he'll never know. Now, if he says the Feirish, I'm doing it, of course, he's doing it. But the assumption is, when someone says, I'm Magdish my Behemoth, that he doesn't mean a koi. Not like the Pleishua said, Chazak the Chagot, Chazak the Meitara, Chazak the Marikama. No. Pshat in that Gemara is different. Pshat in that Gemara is, it's an undana, the person's das, the person doesn't mean to make himself tzoris, to be magdish this type of an animal, in a way which will make it a son. That's how he answers the Pleishua. She was Raya. So the Meister, what? There's nothing to do with Marikama. What you say? No, it just says it belongs to the bank, to the owner. It sure says it was us Marikama. You say it. Okay, this is the clair of the Kutchis Asfakis, and we'll spend time on it to a great degree on Davov, maybe yet a little bit tomorrow. But what does that have to do with Asovia? There's a lot to do with Asovia. The machlaik is sumtis and the chachamim. What are sumtis and the chachamim arguing about? Let's just think about the case for a minute. Shar shenogach as hapara v'nitza over v'tzivay. What happened? A shar kicked the para. We have no way of knowing if the shar killed the ober or didn't kill the ober. Are we might see mamim from the mosque? That's the question. Are we might see mamim from the mosque? This muzik is which person? Who's a muzik? Who's a muzik? Hashashah Agas Kapara. I ask easy questions and you're not people are shy of those things. Who are you being mighty from? The Balashar. So it's a Balashar and you want to say he's paying, he's got to pay his shah, kick the par, he's got to pay for the par. Does he have to pay for the over? He, you're calling him a mufzik or a marikama? What do you call him? A mufzik or a marikama? What do you call the one who owns a shah? Call him a mufzik. Why is he a mufzik? Because the money is in his pocket. He is a mufzik. What about, there's a halacha that when your shah is mazik my shah, I'm allowed to take your shor as payment. When your shor is in your barn, you're a Muslim. What happens if your shor is still out there, standing near the para, out in an agam, in a public property? So Tosis talks about it. Tosis Dibur Amaskal Hassan talks about it. Tosis says it's a case of Barikam. Tosis says it here, I believe Tosis says it in Babakama as well. That the case of Sumchis and the Chachamim is a case, certainly it's Muzik, you're right. In the case, he's trying to get the cash out of him, he's a Muzik. And then there's nothing to do with the Kinshas HaTzeis. But when it's Ba'aga, when the Shar is out in public place, and the owner of the Parah wants the green, wants to be Tebeah the Shar, Tosis calls it a case of Marikam. And we'll see tomorrow that this Tosis, Rav Shmuel says, this is the Shiurei Rav Shmuel, the shorter. This tradition of Shmuel, the taller sefer, the shorter one, is one paragraph. It's almost the last piece on Beis Amid Beis, maybe next to the last. And he explains how it's a raya from Tosfos. So hopefully you'll figure it out. If you don't figure it out, look at Reb Shmuel. Please, we can get to share. The next big sugya is Reb Chiya on the bottom of Gimel Amid Aleph. Tell me Reb Chiya. We're going to learn the Gemara before it, of course, but it's going to go rather quickly. So you have a lot of work. Tomorrow you have to figure out the Shakla Vitaria, the first day of today's year. Make sure you have Florida, the Kutchis of Sveik, and so you'll understand the Raya from Tosfos. And start to prepare ahead